Our topic today is New Employee Orientation, It's an Opportunity. Starting a new job can be an exciting event for a successful applicant because it is also stressful for the new person hired. A great opportunity is created for your company. When your company has a good plan for providing the employee with friendly orientation, the employee feels comfortable and welcome. This enhances the potential for getting the employee up to a productive level quickly. Actually, the orientation can be considered more of a process instead of an event. A thoughtful orientation process can improve productivity and employee retention. Flooding the employee with extensive information all at one time is counterproductive, so you need a plan. Try to develop your plan to prioritize the information and spread it over an adequate time period to allow absorption and understanding. Start by deciding which information is of the most immediate importance. Some important issues can be taken care of during the hiring process or at least before the new employee starts the job. These are things like preparation of essential documents, setting up the email accounts, preparing an appropriate workstation, and informing appropriate staff of the orientation. Other parts of the orientation can be done over several days or even weeks. Make a list of the types of information you need to explain to the new employee. Prioritize the information to determine which can be provided later and which needs to be provided right away. For example, under normal circumstances, a serious discussion of retirement benefits and jury duty can be postponed for a few days. Delaying carefully selected information will allow the first two or three workdays to be uncluttered. When the new coworker does arrive, it is imperative that participating staff members be prepared to devote uninterrupted attention to their part of the orientation. A new employee's integration into the workforce can be initiated with the softer, more personal aspects like introductions to coworkers and the supervisor, a tour of the department, and maybe a 10-minute reception in the break room. Business writer Barbara O'Toole suggested in her article, Orienting the New Employee, that the new employee could be given a company T-shirt signed by all the coworkers. When the company creates this favorable environment, the new employee is able to assist in their own self-orientation. Once the icebreaker function has been done, attention can turn to the other first-day priorities. The specific priorities will vary from one organization to another, but areas of interest might include information regarding parking, acquiring an identification card, familiarization with primary rules and company security procedures, confirmation of the job responsibilities, and a discussion of the salary, pay dates, and overtime policies. The key here is to not overwhelm or overload the new employee. It is recommended that a mentor be assigned for the new employee, who may be a coworker or the supervisor, but it is very important to assure that the mentor has a good attitude regarding the company, fellow employees, and customers. There are many other topics to include in the orientation. Some of these are confidentiality requirements, grievance procedures, harassment policies, drug and alcohol policies, telephone procedures, promotions, performance appraisals, and probationary periods. For more information on new employee orientation, feel free to call the Small Business Development Center office closest to you.